Congressman Justin Amash has aligned himself with Democrats on an almost regular basis, it seems. And very recently over the weekend, came out and joined Democrats, the only Republican, I believe, to join Democrats to say that he believes that Donald Trump has committed impeachable offenses upon his reading of the Mueller report. Nobody else sees that. Even harsh critics of the president, like Mitt Romney, don't see that. And my next guest says he's had all he can take. Tom Norton has declared his candidacy for Michigan's 3rd Congressional District for Congress. Tom, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me on, Steve.
Good to have you here. There's a couple of you in the race now to challenge Justin Amash, but let's focus on you for a moment here. What is your background? Why are you the man to step up and take on Justin Amash at this time?
Well, I was the first candidate actually in the race. I filed April 26. I'm an Afghan war veteran, a father of three. You can go to TomNortonUSA.com and actually see that there. I was a Trump supporter beforehand. I actually filed a run because I believe the constituents needed a representative that was going to fight for them, fight for border security, and fight for our allies abroad, including Israel. There was a lot of stuff going on with Justin going after the president multiple times, way more than he went after Barack Obama.
Yeah, that part is certainly true. Do you think that Justin Amash is truly a Republican, truly a conservative, or is he more of, because to me he seems like he's more of a showboat.
He's a libertarian.
A what?
A libertarian. It's a libertarian who's extremely liberal.
All right, a libertarian, and because he talks about, you know, being so constitutional, but apparently he failed to read the Constitution and its specific references to tariffs as one example. What are the biggest concerns for you when it comes to Justin Amash? And then what are the biggest concerns when it comes to representing the 3rd Congressional District that you would take to Washington?
One of the biggest deals on there is constituent relations. I mean, I really got involved in this 4 or 5 years ago with him. I had veterans that were being ignored by his staff. They were saying, "You're not our problem, go to the VA." And if that's happening to a veteran, it's probably happening to normal citizens in the district, and it's just uncalled for. But when I go, the thing that I'd take to Washington is good constituent relations, good communication. I actually have representatives in the district that are communicating with the individuals, because this is about the people actually having representation, not special interest groups, not PACs, people actually having a voice back in Washington. And I'm talking about everyone from veterans to really the forgotten individual, even the farmers that we have in this district and everybody that we have going on there. They just don't feel like they have a voice in Washington.
So when you talk about ignoring veterans, what do you mean by that?
Well, for instance, I was deployed in 2012 in Afghanistan. I had a soldier that was going through a divorce while his wife was out in Colorado. At that time, before Donald Trump, you had to do a congressional stay form on there, and they called Amash's staff asking for help. And they told him, "You're in the National Guard, you're not our issue." Well, the problem is that soldier was on Title 10, federal orders. So he was their issue.
Yeah, clearly it would be their issue.
Yeah.
So your concerns with Justin Amash are his ability to line up with radical leftists all too often.
My concern with him is his ability to connect with normal human beings, quite honestly, on top of connecting with radical leftists. I mean, that's one of the reasons why on our website, you can sit there and tell we're down to earth at TomNortonUSA.com. You can go follow us on Twitter at @ForNorton and even donate there, because it's going to take all these small donors to make sure there's actual representation that connects with normal people.
And you have some, not a lot of political experience, but you do have some. So go ahead and share with the folks your background in politics.
Well, I ran some races, lost some races, and won some races. I was a village trustee and a village president in the district. I've also been extremely involved in the Republican Party and mainly helping grassroots activists. So, I mean, I was involved with the grassroots way beforehand. That's why our campaign is such a grassroots campaign out of the gate. I mean, we pushed out our press release and we were ignored because, well, we're not part of the status quo.
And so if you're not part of the deal, then you're not part of the you're not at the party.
I'm not at the party because I can't write $1 million check out of the gate.
Well, you know, that's, I understand. So is there too much money in politics? Is that a fair way to put it?
Well, I think what it is it's the average folks feel like they can't do anything. And the real deal of it is if we have thousands of people go to the website and donate 10, 20, 30, 40 bucks, whatever they can afford. They can actually restore that voice and override the big money in politics. And they haven't been delivered that message. That's why a grassroots campaign like ours can actually really take off, and that's why we're starting to do very well.
All right. So how do you come out on top of this? As you know, you're not the only one in the race. There have been at least one other Lauer's got into the race, right, from the Michigan House. He's in the race. You've got Justin Amash with a tremendous amount of cash. How do you come out and win this thing?
Well, here's one thing that I learned in the military. I'm the only one in this race that's actually been in a mud storm in Afghanistan and experienced the powers and glories of Afghanistan. My MOS was infantry, so it's hard work and dedication, and that's how we're going to come out on top of this thing and actually continuing to work for people in the district one by one.
All right, and again, where can people find out more about what you're doing, Tom? Tom Norton is running for Congress, challenging Justin Amash in the primary season. When is the primary, by the way?
It's actually next year. We have a long haul here, and they can go to TomNortonUSA.com. They can follow us at Ford Norton on Twitter. We're also on Facebook, Tom Norton for Congress. You can find us there. We actually need help pushing the press release because it's going to take the people standing up and fighting with us, just like we're going to have their back and fight with them, like they did for Donald Trump, in order to get our press releases out. And so they don't have other folks that are just, you know, the main groups trying to control the process.
Well, there you go. Tom, we wish you well. I'm guessing we'll probably talk to you again. Good first effort here, though, on the radio. Good to have you stop by. You seem to have a clear vision of what you believe is important and where we should go from here. So thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Steve, and God bless everyone.
There you go. Tom Norton, everybody, running for Congress. It's going to be rough and tumble between here and there. Have some final thoughts for you here on the Steve Gerber Show right after this.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.